All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. We're actually going to close out this section of Mirat Hashem on page Resh Ayin Beis. Resh Ayin Beis. Kocha shel tefila pshuta. The power of simple prayer. So the Mechaber writes this fast. It says, Od tzricham ladas. It's important to know. Sheshas his bodidus v'cheshbon ha'nefesh sha'adam osa. That a certain, it's what he calls shas his bodidus. Spodus Rabosa means being alone with one's self. We've spoken about this extensively before, but taking a little bit of time to be alone with oneself, cheshbon ha-nefesh, contemplation of the Mose, he called kach chazaka, sheyesh pekocha lahagin akol olam. A few moments of introspection, a few moments of reflection, a few moments of being alone with oneself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful that it has the ability literally to protect the world. What does that mean? The kachkos of besichos haransi quotes over from Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman writes as follows: Hayitachim shanu manichen es Hashem isbarach shiase viyachshol bligzor gzeros bolam. So the Rebbe says, in his dramatic way, could it be that we're going to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu make his gzeros, make his decrees upon the world? He says, literally, it's our job to try to figure out, this is an interesting idea. He says, our job to try to distract the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does this mean, says the Rebbe? Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be gozer gzeros. There are different decrees, and not all of those decrees are good. Not all of those decrees are quote-unquote things that we want. So the Rebbe says, thank you, Uncle Mike. It becomes our job to try to distract the Ribbono Shel Olam. How does the Jew distract the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, Ki anu tzichem likros es Hashem Yisbarach me'asakov, shu osik b'am, be'ezik zera ki osik has v'shalom, likros osa misham, shi yashlich zos v'yifne eleinu, l'mash anu rotzim l'daber imo, l'vaki ish mimenu shi kari v'osan alav adosi Yisbarach. So the Rebbe says, sometimes it's the job of the Jew to try to distract the Ribbono Shel Olam, sometimes from making the gzeros, making the difficult decrees that God must do, and we distract HaKadosh Baruch Hu from those gzeros, and we ask Him to focus on our needs. We ask Him to focus on what it is that we're asking from Him. We ask Him to focus ultimately on bringing us close to Him. Ki kesheachad mi Yisrael rotze l'dabre Hashem Yisbarach lefarish sichaso lefanav Yisbarach. Because when a Jew wants to speak with the Ribbono Shel Olam, when a Jew wants to pour out his heart to God, Azay Hashem Yisbarach Mashlich Kol Inyonav V'Chalagzeros Sherotze Ligzor. So a person, ultimately, again, when a person wants to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops everything else that he is doing. He stops everything that he's doing. In order to, he says, even if he's in the middle of making gzeros, it is making decrees, whatever it is that he's doing, he stops. Everything that God is engaging in, he goes ahead and literally he stops everything and focuses himself wholly and solely on this one person. This is an incredible, incredible idea. So first of all, just understand the progression over here. The progression here is that the Mechaber started out by teaching us about the need for his bodidus. We started speaking about this last week already. The need for his bodidus. The need to try to be alone with one's self. The need to take time for introspection. The need to take time to contemplate, ultimately, again, who I am, how I'm living, what I'm doing, what the nature of my avodas Hashem is, so on and so forth. Now the Mechaber takes this a step further, quoting Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman says, what's the power of his bodhidus? What's the power of taking a moment with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because when a person takes time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens? The Ribbono Shel Olam stops anything and everything else that he is engaged in and focuses on the individual. Seeing if the Ribbono Shel Olam is about to go ahead and be gozer gzeros, he's about to go ahead and create decrees which may create some level of difficulty or harshness for Klal Yisrael, for the world. The moment the Jew decides to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam stops everything else. he stops everything else and he turns his attention to the person who is engaging in that dialogical connection. Look at the last paragraph, Reish Ayin Beis. Perish, Hasicha Azos, Shekol Isha Isha, this simple conversation between every man and woman, and Jew, meaning every Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Bachra Bachura, whether the conversation is with adult, with a child, Beza Madrega Shatiya, Kitano Gidola, Vafidwa Adma Pashat Biyoser, Vakatan Biyoser, Vagarua Biyoser Bolam. Even again, the simplest person, even the basest person, man, woman, child, makes no difference. Even the greatest Russia in the world, Yesh lo hayicholas vazichus lifnos al Hashem ulevakish mimenu. Such a person has the ability to go ahead and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to request of God, sheyekarev oso elav. Ibono shalom, bring me close to you. VaKadosh Baruch Hu ozev akol. And when God hears that call, when God hears that voice, that supplication of the Jew, that says, Yibano Shalom, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Why? Because I have things I want to tell you, and I want to be close to you. I know I may have been far in the past, but I want to come close. I want to come back. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears this, he stops everything else that he is involved in. Upona Elav turns to this individual. Umazin the Tziloso. He listens to the Tzilos. And therefore it turns out that what? That when a Jew gets the attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that stops HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol from sometimes engaging in the gzeros or in the difficulties that God feels compelled to visit upon the world. Nimtza, Shem b'meshech eshim v'arba shos b'yimama, yiyu anoshim sh'oskim b'espodidus, Lo yeye ba'olam shum gzeros ra'os v'kashos. So he says something very dramatic. He says, it turns out, therefore, that if there were to be a perpetual stream of people who were petitioning God 24 hours a day, there would be no difficult divine decrees. Why? Because kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have time to go ahead and meet out the gzeros, because he would be so busy engaged in the dialogical connection with every single Jew. Okay, I don't know. That to me sounds a little bit extreme, but even leaving aside that extreme application, what the Mechaber is saying is as follows. The greatness of our ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as follows. The Ribono Shel Olam is running a world, and the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in multiple things in any given second. The greatness and the power of our relationship with God is that what? When we decide to connect, when we decide to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to talk with you. Ribono Shel Olam, I want to connect with Ribono Shel Olam, I want to come back close to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm taking this moment to talk with you so that I could assess my life. I could introspect. I can analyze what I'm doing, how I'm living. One thing is clear, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops everything else. Stops everything else in an effort to listen to me. He puts everything else on hold, because if I want to talk with him, then what? Then everything else is of secondary importance. And I will say, this is the power we have. Now, we're familiar with this concept, but often we think about this concept in a petitional fashion. That ultimately, again, I have the ability to ask God for my needs at any moment. Asking God for my needs is one piece of this puzzle. What the Mechaber is describing over here is something much more different than a supplication because I need something. This is talking about this bodidus. This is talking about taking time to be alone with myself. About taking time ultimately again to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About taking time ultimately again to assess, to analyze, to introspect. And when I take those few moments every single day, says the Mechaber, just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops anything and everything in order to be alone with me in my moment that I am alone with myself. I'm supposed to stop over here. We'll pick up a Gimel tomorrow.